What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 62 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren, and today, in this Friday Q&A, we're going to be answering y'all's questions.
Yeah, so we already have a list of questions from our question box, but if you guys are in here and have any other questions, feel free to drop them and we'll get to them at the end.
Absolutely. Ask whatever you want. We will answer anything. We literally don't care. Nothing's off limits.
Nothing is off limits. So ask away. But first, we're going to get into these. Let's see. Best and worst side effects of gear for you personally. I'll let you start.
I would say, I guess I'll start with the worst and then go to best. Worst would be acne. Definitely have had some flare-ups with acne. My skin's just so much more oily than ever was before. I never had to worry about skincare before. Like, my skin was completely fine. And now it's like I gotta wash my face like fucking 3-4 times a day. So that's something that's annoying for sure. But other than that, so far, nothing too negative. Been feeling fine overall. Positives, obviously gym performance is way better for sure. And also, this past couple of days, sex drive has felt higher for sure.
TMI. For me, let's see. I'll start with worst and go to best as well. Worst, of course, voice changed a little bit. Sucks is what it is. Best, everything. There's a lot of pros, that's for sure. Just kind of helps you put on a little bit more muscle, a little bit faster, and helps just with overall performance. But I'll say that I'm definitely by no means a hyper responder. I don't even feel like I respond that well at all. Definitely on the lower end of responsiveness, so I don't really notice anything huge.
Yeah, I feel like a different person.
Exactly. Yeah, some people just respond a lot better, a lot faster, but that is not me, unfortunately. Next question. Will you ever start YouTube again? Ooh, that's hard. I don't know.
I would love to, but like it would have to be at a point where we could get like a videographer editor like with us. Like that would be the thing.
Yeah. And it's just like, to be honest, our day-to-day life, like it's not exciting. We do the same shit every day. Like you'll just see us doing client check-ins all day. Yeah,
like, it would have to be like a once a week YouTube.
Yeah, like on like a Saturday.
Yeah, but it doesn't even have to be like a day. Like it could just be clips for multiple days. And then like it's like, oh, Monday, Tuesday. And like we're just going through our week and it's just like a once a week video maybe. Because that's the only way you're going to get enough clips for a YouTube video.
Yeah, when we were doing it before, like the time that goes into long form content like YouTube versus the return, like it's not that high and it just does take a lot longer to grow in a platform like that. So until we just have a bunch of free time, we have other platforms that we want to focus on more for sure.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Next question here. What is your least favorite movement in the gym?
Belt squat.
Belt squat. I would say back squat.
Yeah. Squatting is just not my favorite, that's for sure. And just specifically at the gym that we're at right now, the belt squat is so ass that it just makes it even worse.
Yeah, barbell back squat, I think that's a lot of people's least favorite. Just hate it, no point, prefer machines.
Also, Smith machine split squat, that's definitely up there too.
Those are just like physically just brutal on you.
I hate it so much. Those are both in my plan right now and on the same day too. So that's great. Next question. I'm a 5'6", 128-pound female who's 20% body fat. I'm eating 1,700 calories. Am I at a good spot to prep for a show 16 weeks away?
So you're eating 1,700 calories, 20% body fat. You're 128 pounds, so you probably have something like 15 pounds to lose or so.
Yeah, 10, 15 pounds to lose. Just depends how much muscle you have. But I'd say, yeah, you're at a good pace for a 16-week prep with the weight loss. But the issue here would be that your maintenance calories might be a little bit too low that – you could do it potentially, but you're going to have to dig really deep.
You need to assess where, first of all, look at your cardio. If you're doing a lot of cardio right now, no, you're not ready. Like I would say you definitely need room to be pushing that cardio. And then assess your relationship with food. If you have binge eating issues of any kind, you know, you're not sticking to a diet right now, then I would say you're not ready for it and you need to establish a proper off season where, guess what? Yeah, you only have one free meal a week because you are strict on yourself in the off season, and that's what you need to do to build those habits.
Yeah, for sure. A huge part of that is where your relationship with food is at. Oh, yeah. Because some people, you know, I know one of my clients who's currently, 2.5 weeks out right now, she just started getting hungry. Her relationship with food was in a great place. She was chilling until like 3 weeks out. So when it comes down to that, like, of course, you're going to have to dig deeper than you want to when you start in a not so good place. But a huge part of it is just, where is your relationship with food at?
Exactly, 100%.
All right, next question. If you could have one carb, protein, and fat source for the rest of your life, what would that be? Ooh, carb. That's really hard. I love corn right now. I love corn, but I can't. That can't be my only carb source. Sweet potato.
Yeah, sweet potatoes are fire. I would go sweet potato.
Protein, I'm going to go chicken. Anything else I get sick of too fast. Protein. And you can do a lot with chicken.
Grass-fed, grass-finished, 93.7 ground beef.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's just going to have more nutrients if I have to stick with it the rest of my life.
And fat source?
Avocado.
I mean, I don't necessarily like love any specific fat source. The one that I use the most right now is oil, so I'd probably just say olive oil.
Really? No food volume? You're just going to have two foods for volume for the rest of your life?
Well, it depends.
I can't depend.
Yeah, maybe like a nut butter. I'm not huge on nut butter right now, but I know that like when I'm hungry, when I'm on prep, I'm a lot bigger on it. All right, next question. Is creatine safe?
Yes, creatine's safe. All it does, it's going to pull more water like intramuscularly into you. That's why people will feel like they're getting bigger a lot faster on creatine. They gain weight when they first start taking in a couple pounds. That's because you retain more water, which is completely normal. It's going to help your muscles recover. But with that, your body's using more water, so just make sure you're hydrated. That's the biggest thing. Just make sure you're hydrated, and you're going to be completely fine.
Yeah, creatine's up there with one of my all-time favorite supplements. It's probably tied with, like, magnesium. But creatine is just, it has so many benefits and so many that aren't even talked about. It's not only for, you know, trying to gain a little bit of extra strength, a little bit of extra muscle. Has a lot of cognitive benefits as well. It can really help with just overall brain function, really reducing that brain fog. It can help with better memory. It has so many benefits and just not really any negative side effects. Of course, yes, it can help you, or it can have you hold a little bit of extra water retention, but overall that's not really a negative because
just,
it's
just be hydrated. Yeah, you're gonna get dehydrated easier if you take creatine.
Yeah, so just stay super hydrated, and I would definitely recommend taking it either during your workout or somewhere around your workout because that's when it's gonna be able to be uptaken the most.
All right.
Awesome. Next question. What are your current macros at? Ooh, I have to think about that. I think mine are at 475 carb, 75 fat, and 160 protein, I believe.
My protein and my fat are the same both days. I'm on 55 fat and 235 protein. But then I have high and low days based on training and not training for my carbs. So high days is 555 and low days is 275.
Awesome. Yeah, pushing food high right now. He just got implemented with these low high days because his appetite was suffering a little bit more. He was
just like the gear
inflamed a little bit. So
yeah, I think it was just the gear, because what PEDs do is they can allow you to build muscle on less food, because then all of a sudden something that was your maintenance calories before, you're growing on. So I was really, really slowly building on those calories. But once I took the gear, obviously I'm responding like really well to it, where my weight's just like, oh, okay, great, awesome. We're going to start growing. But then with that, you got to pull calories back because I was just getting so inflamed.
Yep. All right. Last question we have here, and then we're going to come to the questions on the screen. What are your 2024 travel plans? A lot of travel. I know.
Where do we know so far? So
New far, York? New York in about 2 weeks. We have Chicago about a few weeks after that.
Possibly.
We have Florida Keys. Florida Keys in June. A lot of shows. Definitely Dallas in back in November, December. Traveling for my own shows. So Pittsburgh
in August.
A lot.
Maybe Tampa in August.
Yeah, more will come up. If we have more than two clients at a show, we'll definitely be there. So
yeah, we just, you know, that's what we want to do. We want to be going. We love traveling, so it's literally for us just an excuse to go travel.
Yeah, yeah. And we love being there for our clients, obviously. Yeah. But I see a couple questions here. Let me see if I can read that. How many reps are necessary for me to eat a donut?
Oh, a lot. So a typical gym session will burn something like, what, 150 to 250 calories? Like yeah. A full gym lifting gym session. So
that's a lot of reps.
Let's just say a donut's 800 calories, and that's like lowballing it. You know, like four gym sessions
can yeah.
have a donut.
A lot. It depends what kind of donut. What exercise are necessary for me to love my boobs?
So loving your boobs. I would say just a lot of pressing movements are going to help grow your chest overall, help fill it out. So
yeah, a lot of pressing movement, a lot of isolation. I'm definitely not a chest training expert, but...
Yep, that's definitely something I've locked into a lot. I think my chest transformation is going to be crazy show to show.
And he asked also when we're going to be in Michigan.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure at some point I'll go back and visit Ohio. Maybe. Michigan, don't have any plans right now. But of course, like we said, if we get clients that are going to a show in Michigan, we'll go to Michigan.
Get Amanda to compete in a show.
Yeah, get Amanda to go compete in what, like Masters?
That would be awesome.
She'd probably do well.
Okay, but we're going to stop the pod here, and then I'm going to go up to my Instagram, see if we have any questions here. So we'll see you guys on Monday.
Awesome. Peace.